أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. عسى الله أن يجعل بينكم وبين الذين عاديتم منهم مودة، والله قدير، والله غفور رحيم. From the beginning of the surah, the main subject is that Allah Ta'ala's love must be the greatest and loyalty to Allah Ta'ala must be above everything. And particularly here, amongst all those things, is even amongst our family members. More than we love our children, our wives, anyone, the love of Allah Ta'ala must be the greatest. And this we is perhaps not so easy for us to understand. Most of us are born in Muslim homes, the whole family is Muslims. But this refers to the time of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, and today also people who become reverts. There is only one person in the family who is a Muslim. And like in the time of the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, whoever became Muslim, the mother, the father, a child, and the rest of the family is non-Muslim. And naturally a person, blood is thicker than water. A person loves his family. But yeah, that high demand of Iman was, and we have to try and understand it and bring it within us, that in spite of family members, Allah's love must be the greatest. And in that we had explained about the instance of Hazrat Hatib radiallahu ta'ala anhu, who had his family in Makkah Sharif, and for their protection he sent a letter to them that in case Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam conquers Makkah Sharif and there happens to be a skirmish, a war, then they will look after his family. This was exposed. He made tawbah from that. He was a sincere sahabi. He made an error. And then Allah gave the example of Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, how his whole family were non-Muslims, but yet he stood firm and he gave preference to Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. Now yeah, Allah explains in few in the yeah that in the it's not going to be long, this case that you and your family people are different and you have to go through this very big test and trial. And what a test and trial the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum went through, that in the battle of Badr, in the battle of Uhud, they had killed their own family members in the fight also, all for the pleasure of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. So Allah says this is not going to remain forever. Very soon it will come to an end. Makkah Sharif will be conquered and the vast majority of the people of Makkah will enter into the fold of Islam. And when they have entered into the fold of Islam, then automatically that enmity will be gone. Now you will become brothers to one another and you will sacrifice for one another. Where you were at one another's throats and you wanted to kill the people of Makkah, they wanted to kill the people of Medina, the Muslims, because they did not follow the religion of the people of Makkah. The people of Medina, who had become true and sincere Muslims, they were prepared to even fight and kill the non-Muslims when the need arose. So Allah says, now that we are going to take away from you, and they will become Muslims, and then it will be, you will be like one family. Like we can understand in our times, one whole family, all are Muslims, mother, father, everyone encouraging one another on Islam. So in that way we can understand. Though today to a lesser extent we can still also see in many of our homes when any one person wants to become righteous and pious and he observes the laws of Allah and the other people in the family are far from deen, we know how difficult it is in that family. There are fights always, there are hardships, people, whatever function takes place, everyone is pulling in his own direction. And if this effort is made, we give preference to Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah will bring that day that even in all our families, all will be pulling in one direction towards Allah Ta'ala, and then that differences in the heart will not exist. So Allah says with regard to this, عَسَى اللَّهُ أَن يَجْعَلَ بَيْنَكُمْ وَبَيْنَ الَّذِينَ عَادَيْتُمْ مِنْهُمْ مَوَدَّةً. امید ہے کہ کر دے اللہ تم میں اور جو دشمن ہیں تمہارے ان میں دوستی. It is very close that Allah tabaraka ta'ala will make between you and those people that you have this enmity, Allah will make friendship. Where at one time you were fighting against one another, and this is all in the hands of Allah ta'ala. Allah says in another ayat of the Quran Sharif, لَوْ أَنْفَقْتَ مَا فِي الْأَرْضِ جَمِيعًا مَا أَلَّفْتَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِهِمْ, that if you had spent everything that you had in this world to unite the people, you should not have been able to unite them. وَلَكِنَّ اللَّهَ أَلَّفَ بَيْنَهُمْ, but it is Allah who gives love between the people. The controller of the hearts is only Allah Ta'ala. But Allah will put us through a test. During this test period, may Allah keep us steadfast and may Allah keep us firm and hold on. Then Allah will bring the day that the whole family always will be in the same direction. And then we won't have the differences amongst us and the hardships. This is all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. And we see that how the Sahaba, they had to fight one another. But the time came when they were complete brothers and united with one another. Wallahu qadir, or Allah sab kuch kar sakta hai. And don't have any doubt, Allah's power is over everything. Allah's power is over all material things. Allah's power is over our bodies. Allah's power is over our minds and our hearts also. No matter how much a person's heart can be set in one direction, or his mind, Allah can change it within a second. And Allah makes you think in a different way. And this has happened over and over. Even in our homes, people who are opposed to somebody becoming an alim, for example, somebody going out in Jamaat, for example, but suddenly that very person who was opposing it becomes the firm supporter of that. And he himself also then takes part in that. So this is all in the hands of Allah Ta'ala. Wallahu ghafoorur raheem. Or Allah bakhashne wala meherban hai. And what you had done in the past, Allah is that great being. No matter what you opposed a person, what things you spoke at one time, Allah is the forgiver of that. Allah will forgive you for whatever wrong things you spoke in the past, and how you oppose the truth, Allah will forgive that. Like for example, that one person who made cartoons of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, were terrible cartoons, how terrible it was. But Allah changed his heart and he went for Umrah and he asked for maafi at Rawza-e Mubarak. So Allah is the controller of hearts and Allah changes hearts in this way. Today the world at large is that are enemies of Islam. We have to remain firm and prove ourselves that our love of Allah is the greatest. It's not difficult for Allah that He changes the hearts of all these people, and they also all become into the fold of Islam. And where they were so much against Islam, they will become for Islam so much. So Allah is most forgiving and He is most merciful also. After He forgives, He shows His kind mercy. May Allah Ta'ala unite our hearts all on the truth. And that is also important to understand. Unity is very good, but not every unity. To unite on falsehood. If one person is right in the family and the rest of the family are going in a different direction, and he thinks, well, let me also become like them, and we are all united. No, that is totally wrong. You remain firm. You will face some hardships and trials and tribulations. But if you are sincere and you work, Allah will make all like you. And you will win everyone over. May Allah make it easy for us and unite us all on the truth and what is righteousness. Wa akhiru da'wana.